So we're speaking about Erev Shabbos, and we spoke about the hachanas, that a person should see to it to make hachanas himself for the Kavod Shabbos, and we emphasized that really it's hakol kafi ha'adam. The person needs to know and to take in consideration who he is and how to make proper hachanas for Shabbos Kodesh. And one of the things we're going to be speaking about today, Mitzvah Hashem, is continuing along those lines, considerations on Erev Shabbos. One of the major considerations which a married person has to take into consideration on Erev Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. And as we'll see, helping around the house and making hachanas for Shabbos is not something which is just a Shalom Bayis tikkun inyan or a Shabbos tikkun inyan. Really, the two things are very much intertwined with each other. So this will not be a Shalom Bayis shir. It's a Shabbos shir. But it's a Shalom Bayis tikkun inyan. We have here from the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Nun, where he writes, Va'isi anshei ma'isa gedolei Torah, shehayu mechabdin habayis ma'asim v'mayim haktzar, that on the short Shabbos is in the winter. So the men of the house, the great tzaddikim, anshei ma'isa gedolei Torah, they would participate in making hachanas for Shabbos around the home. Why, says the Mishnah Brura? Kedei shelei yischal Shabbos. Because on short Shabboses, lest there be chilul Shabbos, Zechiv Gomer al kol adam, he writes, mitzad hilchas Shabbos, de maishna de ein le misha yachin o shiashtiach in le pnai. If there's no time and extra hands are needed, so a person has to drop what he's doing, no matter what, to be sure that he lends his hands, that there shouldn't be any chilul Shabbos chalila. However, there's another reason why, and that would be true whether there were short Shabboses or long Shabboses, aside for the hachanas for Shabbos, which we spoke about, but mitzvah shalom bayis. And as we'll see, there are many inyonim which are done on Erev Shabbos, which are inyonim mitzad atzmam as they relate to Shabbos. But when we delve into the pnimius of this inyan, we see that they are undoubtedly shaykh to the inyan of Shalom Bayis. One of those things is making challah on Erev Shabbos. The Medrash tells us in the middle column, Shalu is of Yeshua, Mipnei ma nitan la mitzvah challah. Why was the mitzvah challah given to the women? So he told them, Ayyidei shekil kolas adam harishon shahaya gemar chalasa shalala. Adam is considered to be, after all of creation, the challah, which is taken off. And challah, this challah called Adam, was niskalkel with the achilas etzadas ayyidei chava ishtai. Lefikach nitin la mitzvah challah. So since she was makalkel, this challah, so she has an inyan to make challah on Erev Shabbos. Now, of course, Adam was created on Erev Shabbos. And the kilka took place on this day. So mitzad halacha, mitzad pnimius, there is a certain emphasis that challah should be made on Friday. Of course, if it's not shayach, it could be pushed off till Thursday or even before that. But the ikra zman to make challah, as we see here in Pnimius, is Erev Shabbos. The creation of that challah is like her recreating Adam HaRishon. In a tikkun dika oifen. The Panim Yafos here, he writes on the pasuk Reishis HaRisay Seichem Titnu LaKohen, that challah has to be given to the Kohen, LaHaniach Bracha Al Beisecha, to bring bracha to the home. So he notices the juxtaposition between giving of challah, the taking of challah, and the haniach bracha el beisecha. What does one have to do with the next? So he explains, the hainu lefishin is kala lechavav. Chava was niskalkel, the ayyidei mitzvah hafreshos challah, and through this mitzvah called challah, nishapich haklala levracha. It turns that klala into a bracha, as Chazal say, beiso zu ishto. So therefore, going back to the pasuk, we'll just fill in the blanks. Reishis avisei seichem titnu lakohen. By giving challah to the kohen, the hainu baking challah on Erev Shabbos, which of course we can't give to the kohen today, lahaniach bracha el beisecha. This brings bracha to the bayis. Whose bayis? Beiso zu ishtu chazal sein yuma. By the way, just the lashon of lahaniach is a lashon of Shabbos, of course. The lashon of menucha. Lahaniach bracha. It's a Shabbos tikka bracha el beisecha into the home. And in pnimius, the ikker home is the isha. So he brings a beautiful remez. He says that if you take the gematria of the word bracha and the gematria of the word bias. So therefore, bracha, bias, is gematria eitz hadas. To teach that through this bracha into the home, which comes about through chala, it brings a bracha into the bias, which is a tikkun for the chet eitz hadas. Just once we're speaking about chala, so we'll just quote here a memra, because we can't speak about every inyan, so we can only mention them agav. So the Samarav is quoted here as saying, "Ilu yadu hanashem goydel ha'inyan shalafias achalas l'kavet Shabbos kodesh." If women would only know how great of a schus it is to make chalas in Erev Shabbos, as hayalehem misiris nefesh ala davar hazeh, they would mamish be meisir nefesh. And although it's difficult and it takes a lot of time out and it can be taxing, especially in a home with a lot of children, but they would be meisir nefesh if they knew how important this was. Another inyan which is brought down, which is an Erev Shabbos Dika Hachana, which relates to Shalom Bayis, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch So, it's called Hashchazas Hasakin, which means to sharpen the knife on Erev Shabbos. So here you have the Bach in Simen Reish Samech, he's quoting the Marshal. V'yitol tziparnav kol Erev Shabbos, v'yashchis sakinai, to sharpen the knife. As Chazal say, v'haya b'yayim hashishi v'heichinu es, zu hashchazas sakin. There's a special din on Erev Shabbos of Hashchazas Sakin. And Chazal also darshan about this, another pasuk, not just related to Erev Shabbos, but related to Shalom Bayis. V'yadata ki shalom ahalecha, and you will know shalom in your home. So Chazal tell us, zu Hashchazas Sakin. Right? It's very interesting. So he writes, ki im kea habarza v'lo yachal lichtoich, because if the edge of the knife is, what's the word, bland? Ein zeh shalom bayis. It's not sharp. It's lacking in shalom bayis.
Dull.
That's the word. Dull. If it's dull, then there's no shalom bayis. So the question, of course, is why is there no shalom bayis? So take a look at the Likutei Ma'arich. He says, "Oy tamal hashchazas hasakin b'Erev Shabbos." He quotes b'shem kedoshim echad. The sakin chad is mesugal leparnasa. It's mesugal leparnasa. Okay. And since it's besugal for parnasa, so therefore, by sharpening the knife, it'll bring parnasa. So I thought that just I'll peep shot before we see any more pnimius, that the reason why it's besugal for shalom bayis is because it's besugal for parnasa, right? Like the Gemara says, if there's no chit in the home, then the woman's going to complain, right? But if there's food in the home, then she's happy. So since it's besugal for parnasa, so therefore, by bringing that bracha of parnasa brings shalom bayis. So he says in parentheses here that the reason why a sakin chad, a sharp knife, is mesugal for parnasa, he writes, "Mishum desakin sheino chad oise peirurin v'kashan laniusa," because it will bring to crumbs from the bread, and crumbs from the bread, if one doesn't eat them, or if there are many crumbs and he throws them out, so then it's kashal laniusa. However, in pimius, that's not the reason. The reason why is because there is a shame which is mesugal for parnasa, shame kadosh, and that shame is the shame chatach, which is ches, tof, chaf sofis, which is why in the lashon of the pasuk of paseach es yadecha, so the last letters of paseach es yadecha are chatach, and even the Ari points out umaspia is gematria chatach. So in that pasuk, which is all parnasa really comes from in pnimius, there's a very strong connection to chatach. Now, chatach is a lashon of chitach, which means to cut. Which means to cut. In fact, Rav Pinchas Karatza writes that there's an inyan that only on Shabbos to cut the bread with a knife, but on Erev Shabbos, not to. Why not? He says you're supposed to break bread with your hands on Erev Shabbos. The reason why is because you're sharpening the knife. That's what he says. But there's an inyan on Shabbos Kodesh, a b'tzias apas, using the knife. And he was very makbid of Pinchas Karatza not to break the bread with your hands, but rather to cut it. And he says, because Shabbos is the makom of bracha, that all the Sheish HaSayim are talking the bracha of Shabbos, and that chatach, the chaticha salachem, brings down that bracha, that parnas into the week. So it's really in pnimius, it's not out the pirurin of the lachem, but it's out the shame, which is goyim in that chitach. Now that chitach is associated with Adam and Chava, like we said before, that Adam is called chalas shalolam. He's called the Chala. And she has a part in that Chala because Adam was created bedu partzufin. He was created as one. With Adam and Chava were together, Chazal tell us. So when we take that Chatach, that knife, and we cut the bread, essentially what we're doing is that we're making that Chitach, that separation between Adam and Chava. that separation takes place with this sakin of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kevyachol, which creates that chituch. And that was considered to be a shalom bayis, because until then, Adam HaRishon didn't know who was for him. And that what brought Adam and Chava together was that chituch. So in Pnimius, that chituch, that Ashchasas HaSakin, it repeats itself every Erev Shabbos, and that brings, and that in Pnimius is an element of shalom bayis. If you take a look here, at the next inyan which we find in Erev Shabbos, which, although it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is an inyan by Tzadikim. You hand here from Hanhagas of David Lida, but not just by him, it was by many Tzadikim they did this. Minchas Elazar speaks about it, he was very makbid on it. He writes, Gam Yazar Lefanos Beisim Mikol Ashba, to take out the garbage, that's not what I was referring to, but that's also a Shalom Bayis to get in. Gam Yifne Kare Achbish says that to go around the home, and if one sees that there are spider webs around the home, to take down the spider webs. The reason behind this, the tzaddikim are knowing this, is because the shechina is called bias, and there's this thing called sheishana ben hachaychem, that the rishayim go around, and there are klipas which want to be mainei shalom bias, and that klipa is called achbish, the spider, without getting into the matter more deeply, is that the achbish, the spider, is considered to be Esav. Esav is an inyan to the spider, and that wants to be Monea Shalom Bayis. Like Esav, he wanted to be Monea Yaakov Shalom Bayis by the wives of Yaakov, by the children of Yaakov. He's that people which is Monea Shalom Bayis, especially in the home of Yitzhak and in Rivka, and his home was Gefer Lech, obviously, by taking Yehudis Bas Be'erian. So this inyan of taking away the Achbish, although it's very deep and much deeper than what we're speaking about, and we can understand, but there's an inyan that they can have, and we see again here that this Erev Shabbos Avoda is to be Moneya Klipa, which prevents Shalom Bayis. Now, there is, another shlav to this. What we're seeing until now with Hafashas Chala, with Hashchazas HaSakin and the Kari Achbish, is that we're heading in a direction here. We're building something that there's a very strong emphasis taking place in Erev Shabbos, Mishum Shalom Bayis. And of course, what we haven't spoken about, which really deserves a shir on its own, is the Inyan of Ner Shabbos. The Gemara says explicitly, we're doing Bava Malikin here, right? In the afternoon. The Gemara says in that Sugya that Ner Shabbos is Adif Mishum Shalom Bayis. That Ner Shabbos is an Inyan of Shalom Bayis. So really, these three inyanim, and I'm sure there are more, are leading up to the Ner Shabbos, and the Ner Shabbos is really considered to be the shpitz, the ikker, of Shalom Bayis. And the reason why that is because there's an inyan which follows the Ner Shabbos, which is really that all of these arrows are pointing towards. And to better understand that, let's take a look at the Zohar Kodesh at the top left. The Zohar tells us, Barnash the Ovid Dira LeKutchabichu Shchinte LeChayloi B'Shavosas, that a Jew who makes a Dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for the Shechina, which of course is Zachar and Akiva in itself, on Shabbos, the Torah says about that, V'Shamer B'nei Yisrael L'Doiraisam, and we have here L'Doiraisam Lishna the Dira, that L'Doiraisam, which means for all generations, is a Lashon of the home, of a Dira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares a dira in this world. The Hainu Rabbi Sai is that we see that the Kedushas Shabbos enters into Lidira. It goes into the home. That's where the Kedushas Shabbos comes. And that's why there's a Neira Shabbos in the home. And that's why as soon as he comes home from Shul, he has to say a good Shabbos, and he has to go to his wife and say a good Shabbos to his wife. Is because there's something about the dynamic between Ish V'Isha that the Kedusha Shabbos comes into that Dira. And we have again a Maimer from the Zohar Chadash and Rosh, Shabbos hi Kala. Shabbos is called the Kala. But the Oilam ein machnisin aysa ele bedira misukenes lechvayda de kvi harayla. Right, there's an Indian that to be kind and isha, you have to be machnisin into your rishas. And it has to be a nice Dira. So Shabbos, which is called Kala, the Iker Kedusha Shabbos enters into the home. Therefore, says Tikkun Ezayar in Tikkun Chaf Aleph, this is a very important Halavai, we should be able to be zeichet to this. In isle ketata b'chaylein barnash ay mitze, if a person has a machlekes with a friend of his or with his wife, yehei le shlama ima b'shabbos, he should be b'shalom with her on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, therefore, is a time of to reconcile, is to make shalom in the bayis, And the reason why is because the Iker Kedushas Shabbos enters into the home. Now, the reason why this is so important in Pnimius, aside from the fact that we don't need to speak even much more, we could have ended it here and say, listen, the Kedusha Shabbos entered the home, it's an Inyan Shalom Bayis, which is why we said, that with the Sakin, and with the Kori Achbish, and with the Chala, these are all pointing in this direction. But there's one other Shlav to this. If you take a look at the Smar Mokum from the Goros Maimonis, Lefikach Yizayar Adam Bnei Beisai, V'yidrish Lehem Tamid, V'yilamadam Kol Hilchas, and we tell us Lehem, it's important that a husband has to teach his wife the halachas which pertain to her. They should know them well. It's very interesting. A remez from the Gos Maimonides. He says, Chana, the great tzaddikus, is Rashi Tovos, the three mitzvahs which Anisha has. Chadla, Nida, Hadlaka. And she was Mekayim these mitzvahs. Chana was Mekayim this mitzvahs. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered her tefillos. And therefore, he says, when she does these mitzvahs, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be bless her with tzaddikim, yirei Hashem. And of course, she was zeichet Shmua. She was zeichet Shmua. But we find by these three mitzvahs that there's an inyan that we find tefillos, we mekayim this inyan, that when a woman lights neir Shabbos, she's mispala for banim tzaddikim. And we find as well, by Hafrashas Chala, there's Nuschal, he said a woman should daven for Banim Tzadikim. And also by Nida, the Nida Dehainu, not when she sees Dam Chas, you know, at that time, but when she goes to the mikvah, there's a tefillah that she is Mispala, that she should be Zeichet to have Banim who will be Tzadikim. Now, the reason why, if you take a look, that two of these things are taking place on Erev Shabbos, Chala is taking place on Erev Shabbos, and the Halakha is taking place on Erev Shabbos. The only one which is not taking place on Erev Shabbos is the mikvah. It's the mikvah. But what do these two things have in common? What does Nida and Chalav Halakas Nevers have in common? Is that for a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says that the Chiyav Ayna that a Talmud Chacham has is on Leil Shabbos. Which means that even though a regular Balabas, he could be with his wife the whole week, a Talmud Chacham is only Baleil Shabbos. Only Baleil Shabbos and also Baleil Tefillah. That's when a Talmud Chacham has a Chiyav with his wife. But that's the case, and the reason why that is because those times are mesugal to be mamshech, holy neshamas into the world. In fact, it's interesting, we're coming on Tisha B'Av, Yirmiah, his father, Chilkio, so the Arizal brings that the reason why Yirmiyahu cursed himself, and he said, cursed is the day that I was born, which was Tisha B'Av, he was born on Tisha B'Av. So his father was a Navi, and it's interesting that the Arizal brings that the reason why Yirmiyahu, although his father was a great tzaddik, he was under some type of a persecution, I guess it was related to the Churban, that because his father was mezavik with his wife during the day, but he did it l'shem shemayim because he felt like there was going to be a Churban and he was on the run, that's why Yirmiyahu was born azai. That he was born at a time that since he was born from a yichud between his father and his mother, which took place during the day, even though it was l'shem shemayim, but since there's an inyan not to have zivug during the day, that's why Yirmiyahu, that was the reason why Yirmiyahu came into the world and he was menavi so many tzars for Klal Yisrael. So being Rabbi Yisai, that Friday night in Leil Tefillah is a zman, which is a chiyuv and a mitzvah ikr, so therefore it's a zman to bring down holy neshamas into the world, that's why we're mispalu at that time. So Rabbi Yisai, therefore, the reason why Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, there's a shalom bayis tika inyan, is because it's in order to bring out that Abba as a hachana for the Zivug Leil Shabbos to bring holy neshamas into the world. And that's why the Neir Shabbos, which represents Zachar v'Shomer, but also represents Zachar v'Nekeva, which is the two neshamas, and Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam, it corresponds to neshamas which are going to be brought into the world. So that's what the Gemara says, that Neir Shabbos is an inyan of Shalom Bayis, because it refers to the neshamas which are going to come down into the world. Those Neiris are a merkava of the neshamas, whether Zachar and Akeva, which are going to be brought down into the world due to the zivug, the chiyuv mitzvah on Leil Shabbos. So really, all of the inyanim of Erev Shabbos, which is shalom ma'asek inyan, which pertains to Shabbos Kodesh, has to do with the zivug de Leil Shabbos, which is a Shabbos shalom ma'asek inyan, where both things come together. So on that note, if you take a look at very interesting, before we get to that note, let's go to the bottom right corner. Just agav, parenthetically, there's a tshuva here from the Evan Yisrael, which is Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, Zatzal, who was a big paisik in Yerushalayim. So he writes, he was asked a shaila about using paper plates or tzalachas shel nylon plates, as opposed to using the fine Shabbos cutlery on Shabbos. So look at what he writes. It's fascinating. He says, "You are choshesh." Says Masha Oyer Malas Kvoy Dei Masha Nogu B'Shabbos Koydesh Lechol B'Tzalachas Shel Nylon. The choshesh you hold Yingala that it's bechisas and kavod Shabbos. This is not kavod Shabbos to use such plates. He says, "Bevadim Mishiyish LaKoyach Lerchos Es Kala Kelim B'Lo Shabbos Amachar." Somebody who has the koyach to do that, to wash all the kelim on Friday night, bevadim Tayviyof L'Shamish B'Kelim Chushuvim Yosid Kavod Shabbos. Of course, it's better to do that. Ulam kehayoyim hanoshim chalashim, but nowadays the women are weak, and they have vitzichin the gadol habanim abanas, and they're very tired in raising the children. They're already worn out after a whole day of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos preparations, and they're dealing with the children on Shabbos morning. They should also have to clean the kelim. That's why they do it. You see that the psak came out that this wasn't a vitor on kavod Shabbos, right? I think it gives a different perspective what we said to this tshuva. It's not the pshat, like, he was coming from a perspective of the shoyal of kavod Shabbos, right? Kavod Shabbos, use the proper plates. But his teretz was al shalom bayis. The ikr kedusha Shabbos comes into the shalom bayis. This is not a hefsid. If you really want to be mechabed Shabbos, so the ikr kavod Shabbos comes out and is manifested in that shalom bayis. You see here, In these meisim which we have, the Satmar Rebbe, he once came to the camp, to a certain camp he was visiting, probably the Satmar camp, and he went into the Cheder Eichel, and he saw in the Cheder Eichel that the children were cleaning up, and they were putting away their cutlery and putting it into the bin, whatever it is, and he had a lot of hana from that, and he says, the children need to be taught to help around the home, and he also has to help around the home. The Satmar Rebbe said about himself, when I was younger, I also helped around the house. Like we said before, Anshe Ma'isa Gedolei Torah, they do that. Then this next Ma'isa, which is from the Mar B'Chaim, which is Rav Chaim Brim, Zatzal, he was a Talmud Mubak of the Chazon Ish. He said he once remembered that there was one of the very close Talmidim of the Chazon Ish who was sitting in the Beis Medrash late on Friday afternoon. And the Chazon Ish came into the Beis Medrash, and he tapped him on the shoulder and he said to him, "Yetz is the tzait. This is the time where they say in the home, right? This is the time to come home and to go help out already. How to make that cheshbon? How to make that cheshbon and that shikul of chasidus? Another ma'aseh here from the Vayich Yosef from Papa, who says that the Arugas Abayisim, his grandfather, that he was once very sick. He was once sick, and he called over to his rebbetzin and his daughter to come give him a bracha. And it was on Erev Shabbos. So why did he call them? He says, because the schus of the nashim, that they're preparing the foods on Erev Shabbos, is very choshev in Shemai. Because they're preparing, and it takes a lot of work, and to make sure that the food is very good. And they're cleaning the home, and they're totally orangutang in the whole Indian of Erev Shabbos and Kedushas Shabbos. So therefore, on Erev Shabbos, where they're the ikr, he says they have a very powerful kayach to be poil shuas now. So he called them in, and got a bracha from them, in his state of unhealthiness, to get a bracha from them, because they have a koyach on Erev Shabbos, because of their being oisik on Erev Shabbos. And just to conclude, we have here, just we quoted it before, but it's kabbalah to bring it again. We have from Shimshon Pinkas that he writes, in the middle on the left side, v'nirish be'emes, that all the inyanim of Shabbos correspond, and they line up to the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash. So the lamites malachas we learn from the Beis from the Mishkan, the nearest Shabbos is keneged the menorah, the lechem mishneh is kelechem the lechem haponim, the Sudas of Shabbos is Achilas Kachem. The Zmiris of Shabbos is the Shiris Halevim. Big the Shabbos is Big the Kehuna. And washing the Kavod Shabbos, the Rechitz and the Tefillah and the Mikvah is Rechitz Yadayim Reglayim of the Kayanim. And he says, all this is great. He says the aroma in the home is the Ketayres. And the Torah is the Aron Kodesh. And at the center of all of this is the Aron, is the Kruvim in the Kodesh Kodeshim. He says, the Kruvim Shabbaseich Kodesh HaKodeshim Shehashchina Yoyseis Beneihem. The Shechina comes from those Kruvim. Right, Asherim Makbilim LaRigshayis HaMiyuchadim Shasholim Bayis and Mekayim BeBnei Zug B'Shabbos Kodesh. At the center of all of this is the feelings of Ahava, which are present between the husband and the wife in the home. That's considered to be the center of from which all the Kedusha Shabbos emanates from. I just want to share one last story. It was a tzaddik of Matisseo Luria from the Chassidei Slanim that once he came into shul. on Friday night, and he was saying Hodu before Mincha, and he was standing there with a tremendous Yishuv Hadas, and when he began to say Hodu, it was tremendous Islavas. And the way that the story goes is that with each and every passing Vayitzako, yeah, he was getting more Bislavas and more Bislavas until that final Vayitzako, of which the Sfasema says that that's the Vayitzako, which is Kenegin Yordei Hayom, Baniyos, those who travel by sea, which he says that this Ruach Sa'ara by the Yom is our generation, and that by that Vayitzako, a person could be put up big Yeshuas. So he was watching, this Avrich was watching Rav Matisseo go through this tremendous Islavas by Haidu. And he thought to himself that this is just how Shabbos is beginning by him. He must have had the most unbelievable Erev Shabbos. He said that in his mind, he thought to himself how he must have been Messiah, the Zayir on the Parsha, and the Medrash on the Parsha, and all the Archaim HaKadoshes, and the Rambans on the Parsha. And so, the whole time he was watching him daven, and he was thinking these thoughts to himself, oh, what an Erev Shabbos he must have had. So the Shvecha had it that after davening, Rav Matisseo came over to this Yid, and he tapped him on the shoulder, and he said, will you come with me? He says, I have to go to a mikveh now, and it's far away, I don't want to walk by myself. So the Yid was very excited, and he's going to ask him, you know, the Kasha, all the Rebbe, the Rav Matisseo, he goes to the mikveh before Shabbos, and the mikveh after Shabbos. He says, now he's going to ask him for the secret of the mikveh after, before Kiddush. The before mikveh Kiddush. Before Kiddush mikveh. So he asked him that question. And Rav Matisseo said to him, with tremendous anivus, and he says, I must tell you the truth. He said, this week, my Rebbetzin wasn't feeling well. And I had to take care of so many tirdus I had this week in terms of in the home and so on and so forth. And especially in Erev Shabbos, I had to cover for her and all the things that she does. So I didn't have time to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. So now that I have a little bit of a reprieve, I'm going to go to the mikveh now. And he says, the Avrich said that at that moment, everything was shattered. Right? There was no Zayir HaKadosh at Erev Shabbos. There was no Rechayin at Erev Shabbos. There was nothing. All that there was just Hachanas for Shabbos, Hachanas for Shabbos. In fact, it adds here that one of the Edom who watched Rav Matisseo helping out the Rebbetzin on Erev Shabbos, he testified and he said that the way that he took the sponge in his hand was the way that he took the lulav on Sukkot. The same kavanas. Hinani muchin and mezumot, mekayim and mitzvah, shalom bayis and Erev Shabbos, Hachanas for Erev Shabbos. And so the point of the story is, of course, that the Tzei Tzahara conjures up in our minds all types of things which we need to do on Erev Shabbos in order to be Zeichet Shabbos. And Shalom Bayis and helping out in the home is on the bottom of the list. The truth is that even a person who's a big tzaddik, that he spends his Shabboses and his Erev Shabboses, you know, bitten in Torah and Tefillah, and it comes on Erev Shabbos and he has to be Meichem. So he knows that it's not what you do before Erev Shabbos which brings you to Shabbos Kodesh, Adarava. It's that Tzibrachenkeit that a person has, that he comes into Shabbos with that Bleishes, with that Bittel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it as a matana. So whatever the Erev Shabbos is, a person does his best to be meichiv the kedusha of tahara. And if it happens that he doesn't go to the mikvah, and if it happens that he can't be mesayim to keep the seder, and something comes up that he has to do so, he turns to Baruch Hu at the end of the day and he says, "I do what I can to be meichin. I'm giving you the keli. Fill it up. Fill it up with kedusha Shabbos." So I think it's a big chizuk for us that, as married men, which you will be in Mitzvah Hashem, and those who are ready, that just to recognize, you should be zeichet to that. That Shalom Bayis is perhaps the biggest keli, because that's where the Ikki Dush Shabbos, the Shayosh, Yushu B'Zeichet, the Shabbos, which is filled with Shalom Bayis, and the Shabbos was filled with that Shalom, Zeichet of Yom Shukudu Shabbos, and Nuchat Haylam, Beskoyat Tzedek, and everything.